It was into this throng that I was projected one night in July, just as we were preparing to leave for a mine-laying operations. I had my gear sent on ahead of me from Vehement, and this was soon stowed under my hammock, which was slung in the narrow space outside the cabins. After spending an hour in the wardroom, I turned in and was woken about six next morning by the sounds of activity on deck. By 8 o'clock, we had left the basin and were proceeding down the Humber. But we were without Abdiel, which had remained in port to complete a boiler clean. Captain D had chosen to lead the flotilla in Venturas. It was a fresh morning with a clear blue sky, so the chief, the doc, and I decided to spend our time on the quarterdeck. By some subtle move, the doc got there first and lay full length on the deck, thus considerably hampering the chief, who wanted exercise and walked feverishly up and down the 4 yards or so available. I found it best to sit on the mines, so I borrowed a couple of cushions from the wardroom and propped them on top of a mine, then climbing up myself and bracing my feet against two of the horns of the mines, next to the one on which I was sitting. There was no doubt I was getting blasé about the mines by this time. I took the afternoon watch with number one. The flotilla was proceeding in submarine screen, with Venturas this time in the centre, and we of the slow division well over to the port wing. The course was the same as on the previous stunt, and as we were again bound for the northern entrance to the bight. The bridge on Sandfly was low and enclosed with glass screens in front, but open on the sides. It contained the wheel and engine room controls, and was, in fact, rather similar to the bridge of P-20. Darkness crept in slowly, and we laid mines just after midnight at a spot not far from the Danish coast.